This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
GoDaddy.com. Man up and get your $4.95 by entering code MMANUTS.
Defense Soap. Offense wins matches. Defense keeps you on the mat. Fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 143.
My name is Ingo Weigel.
I'm Matt
Griffith. This is MMA Show. Bye, my fans, fans. Where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening?
What's happening? What? We just got off the craziest MMA weekend ever. The fights were ridiculous.
The card was so sick.
Stacked to the gills.
Shit my pants.
UFC 158, Canada. GSP versus Diaz.
The Predator!
Okay, Canada wins again.
I spit all over on
that. It's all good. Before we get into that, you asked me about what's happening. Speaking of ridiculous.
Yeah.
We just heard that Ultimate Fighter 18 is going to be women and men together in the same house.
So
Rousey versus whoever wins this.
Misha Tate, Kat Sagano.
What is your take on this?
I like the thought of having women coaches. I think they should be coaching women. I don't know about, it's okay if they're coaching men, but I think the bigger problem is you can't have the fucking Ultimate Fighter men and women living in the same house. Because I tell you what, nothing good's going to come from.
There's going to be some going on.
No,
what if that's like a rule?
No TV. Yeah, you have to fuck. All guys, once a week, you have to walk around with your cock out.
Peacocking.
Or at least your balls.
You got to get those, like, what are those? Those thongs with the peacock on them? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know how you roll.
Hey, he's like, hey, you know, walk around the house with peacocking around.
Peacock, bitch. Yeah. Check it out.
I think it's nuts. Unless they're in, like, if they're in the same house, but, like, it's, like, the house and the second house, where there's a in-between kind of, like, meeting area, maybe.
Okay.
I could see that. Like, didn't they do that? Like, what was that show on MTV ever we used to watch? Reality show that started all reality shows?
The Real World?
That's it.
Real World!
Those guys were living together, but they were always getting drunk and fucking all the time. So, this is going to be weird.
It's going to be.
I said fuck. Oh my God.
You're out of control. You know what?
Twice.
I think you swear too much.
I do. It's ridiculous. Who would ever sponsor this show with this language?
I have no idea. It would be very hard to get national sponsorship.
It would. Terrible.
A fucking guy sitting next to me popping off every 2 seconds.
All the time.
Swearing.
Fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck. It's crazy.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to have to go solo now.
I don't know, man. I got to see. I think there's stuff they're not telling us. There's no way they're this dumb. They're just going to throw men and women in the same. Fighters. With, at least on the Real World and stuff, they got to leave the house. And they had jobs and they would do shit. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not going to go well. I don't.
You can't have them with no TV, no internet. Maybe you get a book, but you have alcohol. And fighting and opposite sex.
Angriness.
Who's going to get a cue ball stuck where?
That's right.
All I'm saying. A man or a woman.
I just want to see Rousey, like, judo some dude's ass right in the, like, in the middle on the concrete. What?
Yeah.
Some guy thinks he can fuck with her or whatever. I think they're doing 135ers, though. So
yeah.
They're all going to be
35. Yeah. So at least they're all the same weight class.
Yeah.
So
it's all good.
It's not heavyweights.
No.
What about a heavyweight division for the women? How about some heavyweight ladies? Why don't they have a 45?
Like 160ers? Sure. Isn't the 145 considered the heavyweight division?
Probably. I don't think you want them bigger than 45s.
You know. It depends where the weight is, sir.
Well,
sometimes the weight can be in all the right places.
5'3".
Yeah, right. So that'll be interesting. That starts in the springtime. I think they're going to be taping pretty quickly here after this fight happens in April between the women. And probably see that, in the summer?
Yeah. Do you think they're pulling for Misha Tate to win?
I don't know. Have you seen Kat Zingano? She's not bad. She's beefy.
Swole.
She's beefy.
I was like, these women are hot, too.
Yeah, she's not bad. She looks a little more like Tate seems like... gangster, and Zingano seems like biker chick, kind of like hardcore, you know, like she like probably wears like assless chaps and shit. Are you picturing that now? I'm just saying, just riding around town, assless chaps.
Mental note.
But it'll be cool. I you know, let the chicks do their thing, and hopefully, I just hope all goes well. I don't want to see.
I'm gonna guess that something bad's gonna happen. I don't want to jinx them.
Show is not gonna air. It's gonna be like, we were gonna do a show, we changed our mind.
So you think something bad's gonna happen? Yes. I think something bad's gonna happen.
No,
Magic 8 Ball can clear all this shit up in a matter of 1 second. Says outlook not so good. So. The 8-Ball has saved the season of Ultimate Fighter. What, 18? We're at fucking 18 already?
Here's an interesting question while we're on this topic.
Go ahead.
Did we talk about this before? I don't know. Hmm. What happens now that we have females in the MMA?
Yeah.
How does it work if one of them happens to get pregnant? Like, say the champ. Say Ronda Rousey. Not that it's a bad thing, but I'm saying that would be a ridiculously long layoff. You obviously are not fighting while you're pregnant or any time thereafter. So how does that work? What do they do in that case?
They punch each other in the belly.
It's terrible. I don't know.
What do they do? They can't get pregnant. Sterilization.
No, I mean, okay, maybe they're birth controlling, but shit happens, you know? I don't know. Nothing's 100%.
Do they want to take 9 months off? Do they strip them?
It's more than that.
Ooh, here's a good question.
12 months, 13, 14, 15 months.
Let me go a little further on this point. What if it is your title holder and she gets pregnant? Do they strip her of the title?
I know, that's what I'm saying. What if Rousey does? They probably should, right? No, they can't. That would be so politically...
I think that opens up to some kind of lawsuit.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Well, you have Dominic Cruz is out for almost fucking 2 years, and they haven't stripped that guy yet.
No,
they
can't.
Get stripped.
They will never do that. That would be so much... Imagine all the women's rights activists that would come after them.
Oh, that'd be fucked up, 100%.
The UFC would get sued for billions of dollars. But it's something to think about. I don't know. You don't have this problem with men because, obviously...
They're just
unless you're Arnold Schwarzenegger in that movie, you can't get pregnant, right? Wasn't he in some movie where he had a baby or something? I recall. Danny DeVito was in it or something.
Danny DeVito was his baby.
I don't know. I vaguely remember this from back in the day. Anyways.
It's all good.
Got anything else?
No.
Okay. Moving on. UFC 158.
Let's hit some scores up for 158. So... All right, this time around I was 10-2. Ingo was 7-5, and the Magic 8-Ball was 5-7.
Yes,
so finally, fucking coming
the
down.
The tide is
a
turning.
Bit.
I don't care about beating you. I just want to beat that goddamn thing.
All right. So overall, I'm 46-32. Ingo is 40-38. The Magic 8-Ball is still in first place at 50-28, picking at 64.1%.
I'm over 500 though.
Correct.
That's good.
We're making our comeback
slowly.
It happens.
You got bonuses? You want me to give them
go
to
ahead.
You? All right, fight of the night. Hendrix versus Carlos Condit, of course. My candidate for fight of the year so far. Talk about action. Knockout of the night, Jake Ellenberger over Nate Marquardt. And no submissions on the night, so therefore no bonus there.
Sorry.
Yep.
So some impressions. Like, how dialed up was fucking Bruce Buffer during the main event? Like,
he was crazy.
I thought he was going to hurt himself.
He was making up for the fact that he called the co-main event the main event. Did you catch that part? Yes.
Good
yeah,
for
he
him.
Slipped up. I was like, what is going on? He's like, the main event. And Joe Rogan's like, it's the co-main event.
He knows what's up.
Getting a lot of shit
it's
online.
It's a real fight.
Bruce is on the juice. He doesn't know what it is. He gets
he's
all amped
getting
up.
Loose, man.
Yeah. No, that was good. It was real good. He was excited. The crowd was excited. But you know what was not exciting? Okay. I would like to know what happened to Patrick Cote. Like, the guy... Who used to be like a world beater.
What do you mean? He dominated that fight. He clearly won that fight.
No, dude. No.
What a fucking decision. The Predator will not be denied in Canada.
If that fight is anywhere else but in Canada, he loses. 9 times out of 10. 10 times out of 10. Come on.
I'm with you, Predator. I don't know what he's talking about.
No. That's bullshit. Volker had some takedowns. He was dominating in the second and third round. I may give Cote the first round, but not the second and third. He kind of lost steam there.
Cote shows he can take a knee, all right?
A bunch of them. Yeah, I think a whole bunch of them to the head.
He gets bonus points in his home country.
That was a slobber knocker, if there's any. But lucky for him, I guess. He's at home. He wins.
That's right. So, especially when you pick him, you want that to happen.
Of course.
And then the other thing I wanted to mention, did you see at the post-fight press conference, Nick Diaz had mentioned something about not paying taxes. And Dana White had a comment about that, not paying taxes. He said, there's one organization out there that doesn't fuck around. It's the IRS. He He said, I'd rather have fucking ninjas coming after me than fucking IRS.
He said that? That's awesome.
Exactly like that, too.
Wow.
So, that's sketchy. We save the rest of Diaz's discussion.
I didn't see the post-fight press conference because I was too depressed from the night.
It was funny because for 30 minutes of it, there was no Nick Diaz because he said he was just going to leave.
I'm done.
And then he came in for the last 15 minutes and just fucking dominated because when he's up there, everyone just asks him questions.
Of course.
Like, fuck everybody else.
They want a soundbite, man.
This guy's crazy. You don't know what he's going to say.
Who knows what he's going
to
say?
Yeah. That's what they want to talk to. So let's get this first fight.
All right.
Ellenberger, Marquardt.
Yeah, man.
What
crazy.
What happened here?
I think Ellenberger just waited for his opportunity.
He's like, fuck wrestling, he's like, dude. Oh. Just stand and bang.
I mean, he threw everything he had on that 1-2 combo. He put Marquardt down and. I mean, Marquardt got up, like, saying, oh, I'm fine. But like I said last night, I think if your face is holding up your body, you're probably not done fighting. Okay?
Put your face down, ass up, solid.
He had no idea where he was. And nothing.
But he came back to life. Like, what happened?
Like, I'm fine.
I'm ready.
It's too bad, man. Ellenberger is a world beater, man. That guy's tough. He's got a big right hand. You going to recline? Nice.
Yeah. I might go to sleep now.
That's all good.
Deal with it.
I'll just handle this whole thing by myself.
See, now my chair doesn't rock. Look at that.
It's all good. Yeah, I mean, I thought Ellenberger looked great. Marquardt, not so much. What's the problem here? I don't get it.
He has trouble with the people that swarm him sometimes. And is it age creeping up at this point?
He's older. He's in his 30s. And I don't know. Not really. He looked good at this weight class a few times, but he looked terrible the last time. And
didn't he go on the juice? Was he on the testosterone replacement therapy? Or did?
But he got off of it. And he said that he changed his diet to gluten-free because he wanted to maintain his energy, and he's eating a high-fat diet, and he's not eating any gluten and stuff, and which has rejuvenated his career and everything else. So,
well, here's the question. I thought once you start the testosterone, you can't stop it.
No, you can come off. You got to, like, taper. You know, I think you could. There's other drugs you can take, as far as I know.
That's going to kickstart your heart?
Well, that gets the testosterone going. Yeah, we can ask, you know, that's a good question we can ask the good doctor when we have him on the show in a couple weeks.
That's right.
So
I'll save all my testosterone / testicle related questions for a good doctor.
I mean, Nate looks physically fit and he seemed okay. I think he just, you know, I don't know, his slippage in game plan. He had his hands down at the wrong time and he ate a 1-2 that was just brutal, right to the side of the head. And just, you know, shit happens. What are you going to do?
I don't know. What's next for these guys?
Okay, hold on. I wrote something down for Ellenberger. You know, I don't think he's quite ready for the top of the division yet, but there's another guy that I like a lot.
Who?
That recently won that's got some power. About our friend Mr. Lawler. Robbie Lawler.
Go ahead, sure.
You like that? You like that? You like
done.
It? You like it a juice?
Done. You know who I want for Marquardt then?
Who?
Give him Catman.
Okay, I'll buy that.
Cam is coming off a loss,
yep.
So
makes sense.
Still
did they scrap
10.
Before? I don't recall. It seems like they did. No.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I could be.
That
wrong,
would be good.
I'm pretty sure he hasn't.
Two interesting styles. Yeah. I don't know. Sucks to be Nate, but keep on trucking,
he's,
man.
But he's great. He'll come back.
He is the great.
I think he needs to go back on the sauce. Maybe that's the problem.
Well, that's neither here nor there.
Or 185.
Yeah. And then, of course, this thing. This is the one that I think...
I got to rewatch this one again.
I watched it again today.
What the fuck happened, man?
It's amazing. One of the best three-round fights in a while.
Well, I think we saw two. Okay, so a couple of neat things. Hendricks, one, fucking used his power.
Mm-hmm.
Two, kind of able to take those blows, not get knocked out. Hendricks, then, number three, able to use his wrestling. And it wasn't like lay and pray. It was like, I'll take you down and fucking let you up. And it was probably some on Condit being able to get back to his feet.
Yeah.
But fuck. And then there's a point where he's rocking, you know, Hendricks.
They both
clipped
caught
him.
Each other, yeah.
I saw his eyes roll like, oh, no.
Yep.
Hang
yep.
on, Johnny.
Yep. So
fucking think that third round, though, you look a little tired,
Hendricks.
Like, I'm just going, fucking just hang on. This is when... The natural born killer comes
yep.
back and he makes his run. You gotta fucking. I don't care at this point. Just
you almost
hold him
did
down,
too. You
dude.
Almost
hold
did.
Him down.
Well, gosh. This is the difference, I think. Johnny uses his wrestling to slow the other guy down enough so that he can kind of work him a little bit and let him stand back up and go back to the boxing or whatever.
Yeah.
But versus like a GSP who just holds people down. But you know, this, the biggest surprise for me in this fight, I did not think Condit was going to be able to take these punches. And, dude, he took a bunch of them. He took a bunch of left hooks.
I think the good thing he had going up versus, like, some of the other guys, it seems like some of the other guys are coming forward where Condit was kind of, like...
Going back?
Kind of rolling, not rolling.
Dare I say running away?
No. Blasphemy, you son of a bitch.
Okay. I'm just saying.
He was hitting him on, like, while he's going backwards. So.
Yeah.
He's got a good chin.
He does. He has an excellent chin. And Hendricks, you know, they say he doesn't have a good one, but he took some shots, man.
I was asking, does that beard cushion a little bit?
He's got like some...
He trimmed it down.
Some putty in there. It's like absorbs the shot.
Looks like it's got to slow the speed down just enough. Just enough.
So good for him. I think right now, if this guy does not get the title shot, he should fucking burn down UFC headquarters. Mm. Just burn him down. Dana White said he does get it, but... You know how that goes?
They say one thing today and then tomorrow. I never said that. Nick Diaz is going to rematch.
I don't believe GSP wants any part of that guy. I really don't. That's like a nightmare matchup for him.
I got thoughts on GSP. Retire.
Retiring. But Condit, I'm a big fan of Condit. I think him and Diaz should
rematch. He brings it every fight, Ingo.
They should rematch him and Diaz. Come on.
I don't know if
Why
I
not?
See that. Because they're both on, a two-fight losing streak? That's going to be a loser leaves town.
No. They can't cut Diaz even if he loses.
We can't cut Condit.
Of course not. They're both in the, I mean, all these guys are starting to get older. It's like, it's weird because you're seeing, like, the second generation of MMA guys now entering, like, the twilights of their career slowly versus, you know, you got all these young guys coming up, so... I don't know. I like that matchup.
Well, there's the other one, too, that McDonald fight for Condit, because that's what he was supposed to get.
But McDonald just won, so how can you...
He still wants that fight, though.
Yeah, I guess, I suppose if GSP's busy with Hendricks and...
And Condit, like, who has he lost to? I mean, he lost to GSP, who's the title holder, and Hendricks, who's number one, however they do this silly ranking now, so...
Yep.
I mean, he's still top four, if not three. I mean, probably Condit's three and, you know, Diaz is four.
Well, I dare to say that you had the best six guys in this weight class fighting last night. And I know Rory's in the mix somewhere, but I put him just outside of that until he beats, like, a top-level guy. Because, I mean, beating up BJ Penn, beat up somebody of your own size and see how you do, you know, kind of thing. So, maybe Rory might be a good idea. Go at it.
It's tough because all these guys, it's like, what do you want to do with them? And then you get into like the Diaz, and we can hit this fight up. It's like,
let's do it, man. God.
All right. Well, let me just say this. I can't believe that Nick Diaz can even fucking walk today because GSP put the beating of a lifetime down. He said it. He fucking delivered it, Ingo. He was so devastated.
You're baiting me.
So devastating.
Okay, let me say this.
What?
That if you go into a fight and you're saying you're going to kick someone's ass and the president of the company says you're kicking his ass and everyone's like, he's kicking his ass, you better damn well kick his ass. And I think if you look at the end of the fight, who looked worse for the wear? It wasn't Diaz.
It's always GSP.
Yeah, GSP.
He bruises easy.
I don't know about that. I think.
So he said.
You know,
he told me.
On paper, obviously. What? GSP had more punches landed, but, dude, a lot of that shit was from him being in, like, side control, half guard, whatever. Diaz was complaining about something about the fact that George knew some shit about him trying to let George take his back and then try to reverse him.
Knee bar.
Like, okay, there's a lot of weird shit going on. I don't know about that whole conspiracy theory, but I kind of felt like Diaz did come out pretty flat in the first couple of rounds. It's not his usual, like, in-your-face style. And I felt like maybe that third, fourth, fifth round, he started to kind of get going. But it's just too little, too late. I mean, unless it was a 10-round fight, this shit's not going to go his way here.
What was going on with GSP? Why did he get tired in that third round? Like, he couldn't get Diaz down to the ground.
I don't know. He never did take him down again, did he? Or maybe once.
After that, he did. But I think that third round,
he got tired.
He got stuck.
He was breathing really hard.
He got tired.
Yeah. I don't know. The adrenaline, maybe. Who knows? I mean, Diaz, unfortunately... just couldn't do much on the ground, just like a lot of guys couldn't. GSP was doing an okay job holding them down, as he always does. I'm disappointed. I really am. I think this could have been epic. And, you know, both guys, I don't know. It sucks. I mean, what do you...
Well, it's almost like I got two fourth graders here. I'm going to struggle a little bit here.
Okay.
Because for GSP, if you're – he just seems like he doesn't want to fight anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, looking at the press conference, his demeanor, his complaints about, oh, I get asked these same questions, is it sick of this, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, motherfucker, you're making $3 to $4 million a fight, whatever it is. I don't want to hear you complaining about having to do press responsibilities. Look at a guy like it, Johnny Hendricks, who is so happy. Granted, this is his first time there, so he's not getting old. I mean, I'm at the point where I think GSP may just fucking retire.
You think
and
so?
Just go out because he's fucking burnt out on it. So
could be.
That's one thought. And then you look at Nick Diaz, who's like...
Crazy.
He's still in fourth grade, man. Fucking, you know, he misses an open workout, which is fine, I guess, but he's setting a precedent. If you're crazy, you can do whatever the fuck you want as long as you're a top fighter. And his attitude after the fight, like, okay, now I'm going to retire. Like, well, what?
This is not the first time, though. He said that before.
He said it all the time.
He said that in his last fight. He said that he's going to retire. I mean, I'm
and
worried about...
And then he wants a rematch, and George, you hit like a bitch. I should get a rematch.
Well, he just,
why?
He needs like a life manager or something, or you know, somebody to tell him what to do. It's unfortunate because... You know, I don't know if he's playing a role or if he's really that crazy, but
Wolf tickets ain't go.
Wolf, right.
Fucking Wolf tickets.
I feel like they sold us something here that never actually happened.
He said it himself.
Yeah.
We got it, right?
I mean, George, if he would have come out like he did in that first few rounds against Condit, this fight turns out a lot different. But no, as soon as George felt any trouble, he took Nick down right away. He was like, fuck it, I'm taking you. It was like the first 4 seconds he took him down, right? I mean, he wasn't worried about it. Mm-hmm. He was like, I'm taking you down, whatever. And, you know, I fault Nick for not being more aggressive on off his back like he usually is. I think he was trying to let George take his back. I don't know what he was doing, but this is kind of...
Stop the takedown, then.
I know. Well,
here we go again.
That's it's the argument, but I think as a fighter, you have an obligation to be victorious but also entertaining. That's why people love Wanderlei Silva, Chris Lieben. Anderson Silva now, not the fucking guy that was doing crazy.
Well, yeah, he was on our shit list for a while. We were sticking around like, fuck that guy, exactly. Cut him.
Yeah.
Then he won us right back because he got excited.
He won us back.
Again.
Chael Sonnen, fucking John Jones. I mean, these guys, they're entertaining. They're good.
And they finish fights.
They finish.
This GSP, this is out of his last 9 fights, he's been to decision 8
It's
times.
Crazy.
This is the problem, though. It's like, who wants to see the safe way every time? He doesn't want to take any risks.
No, he doesn't. And I feel like last fight, I was really excited because I felt like, here's a guy who finally comes out, balls to the wall, when he fought mm-hmm. Condit. Those first 2 rounds, he was trying to... And then he went back to his takedown stuff, which is fine, but wrestling is boring to watch, dude. It's boring.
But
and
look how effortlessly he passes from side control to side
care,
control
man.
To
Nobody
side
wants
control
to, see that shit.
To side control. And the how many elbows did he drop? Like 4?
Yeah, I don't know.
Go crazy!
The guy's like even, he's afraid to take Nick's back. I mean, come on, that's a majorly dominant position because he thinks Nick may have trained something. You know, it's like, dude, come on. You got to finish. You got to try to finish. You got to try to, there's a difference between winning and finishing. And I believe that George is just trying to hang on to his title. And I respect that. He's the champ. He's holding on to that money. Whatever, you know, I'm not a professional fighter, but dude, I don't want to watch that on TV. I don't. And he keeps fooling me every time we buy this fucking pay-per-view. I'm expecting a different GSP, and I don't get it. It's always the same
shit. I thought
for
sure this was a fight he was going to finish him.
He was very angry leading up to this fight, talking shit about Nick and all kinds of stuff. And
maybe he was injured.
GSP?
Yeah.
Well, here's a question.
Yeah.
I brought this up to you, was it yesterday?
Probably.
Why is it weird that no one has ever tested positive for anything in Canada? Yeah. Not marijuana, not steroids, not a fucking thing. But as soon as Matt Riddle leaves Canada, boom, he's busted for weed. Okay, is it weird that GSP only fights in Canada now? Strange, after a major injury, which he miraculously recovers from, and all of a sudden he looks like, you know, look at how he looks. I mean, he's a specimen. I find that very interesting, Matt. I find that very interesting.
What are you saying? He's on the juice? Well, Nick Diaz says he's on all sorts of steroids, right?
Probably. Look at his body style. You know, they say if you analyze how he looks, mm-hmm. you know, they say like the belly kind of looks weird when you're on like growth hormone and all that. He kind of fits the bill, man. I'm just saying.
Are you bitter?
I'm not bitter. I'm saying fuck this shit. GSP, somebody, Johnny Hendricks will put a hole in this guy's head, and I hope that they make that fight.
Whoa.
I don't actually.
What are you saying? He's coming out shooting, both guns ablazing.
No,
bam, bam, bam. I got my nines, bitch.
He's got a left hook of death, and I want to see him deliver.
Okay.
You know, GSP in his last two fights, you said this last night.
What?
You're starting to see, I don't want to say the word, in his armor.
You're fine. You can say it. Okay. You can say it. A chink in his armor. It's not okay. Fucking racist.
No, it's not. But I feel like you're starting to see that slowly, like Fedor, like style. You start to see slowly there's little things that keep happening in fights. George got knocked down in this fight for a second. You know, it's just going to take one more guy to push that button. And
well, Hendricks, he's primed to get that win.
Yeah. He's hungry, too. That guy's like fucking eating Baconators.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
That's awesome. Good for him. I can respect that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We've talked this to death. Fuck you, GSP. But I love you anyways, or something.
Fuck you.
He's
not the pound for pound. He's not.
No,
this is bullshit. Taking people down and holding them down and not finishing does not make you the pound for pound greatest fucking fighter ever.
Nope.
Just because you have a great win streak, I'm not impressed.
I like Silva, John Jones, GSP, in that order.
What, you like John Jones, though?
I don't like him. I'm saying he's more pound for pound than GSP is. At least Jones finishes guys.
Yeah,
he's fucking crazy, and he's finishing dudes with all kinds of shit.
Yeah, how often are champions finishing?
Yeah, right. Silva and Jones are like the top, I think, at this point. So even like, what's his face at 145? My brain's not working. I'm drinking. What's his name? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yes, you do.
No.
Oh, no, my God. Oh, no. You know what I'm talking about. Throw me a lifeline. That's it. Throw me a lifeline.
I do know.
Aldo.
Just messing with
you. Aldo.
You know that guy. Yes. He's from Brazil.
That Brazilian guy with the tattoos and the fucked up face.
Fighting that other guy.
Yeah. So
it's not in his weight class.
I got to say, George, you need to do something to impress me. I am not impressed by your performance.
Great. So, moving right along. I don't know what's next.
Sponsors? Hey! Yep. We are sponsored by DefenseHope.com. Where is it?
It's right there.
It's up there. It's up there somewhere. Anyways, check out the Defense Hope website. MMA Nuts is the code, 15%
off.
Tickle
the code right there.
Clean your balls. Clean your ass. You don't want to have any kind of staph infection you've had before.
Staph is bad. I had a whole this big. These cocksuckers didn't tell me. Like, oh, we're just going to cut it out. I'm like, I'm figuring it's just a little thing. Then I come home with a hole about the size of a 50 cent piece.
You don't want that.
Well, good inch deep.
It happens, man.
I couldn't take a picture. It was the grossest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. Even in clean gyms, that shit's flying all over the place. And you get nicked up and cut up and, you know, you're grappling, you're doing boxing, whatever. There's always going to be little scrapes in your skin. And you want to go home and you want to wash that shit good. So Defense Hope is the way to go. MMA Nuts is the code, 15% off. Also, we're sponsored by GoDaddy.com.
That's right. You have all the codes.
Hang on. Shit, my
35% off. With go 35 off 8. Then we got 495.com, so just straight up MMA Nuts. And you got 295.com. I don't know if it's going to be gone by the end of the day. It's 295 Nuts. And then we got Dollar Hosting, which is Host Deal 8. It's Dollar Host for 12 months. Everything is new or not new. You have to check the codes.
Nice.
Dial in.
Yes.
Hey, does anybody else want to be sponsored?
Not right now, but we're working on more.
There's going to be, would you say we're going to be like the NASCAR of MMA?
Absolutely. We're going to have 24 sponsors shortly here.
We're going to have t-shirts with like fucking
sponsors everywhere.
Hell yeah. This set is going to be a
brought
mess.
To you by Lysol.
What?
I don't know.
The hammer is in the house. Mm. Hammer House. See? That's how they got it. Who was on that team, by the way?
Hammer Time?
Hammer House.
What the fuck is Hammer House?
That's that one guy's team.
One guy?
No.
Matt
Hamill? Who just retired? Who's the old man? Mark Coleman.
Okay.
Who else was on the Hammer House team?
On his team? I have no clue.
All guys. I don't remember.
They're all guys.
No
probably.
Shit.
They're
no
all guys.
Honda Housies over there. Okay. Yeah.
Is Rousey officially part of Caesar Gracie?
I don't know. She might want to detach herself from that.
I think she should. Whoa, nice photo, man. Where the fuck did you get this photo?
First one I found.
They both got their white shirts on.
Done it in 5 seconds.
Nice.
This is when he was fighting at 170, I believe.
Okay. Arlovski or Brumble?
Both. Okay. I don't know. We saw Arlovski, and he looked about 170.
He looked tiny.
I'm just saying. He was not.
There's a photo on our Facebook of us together. He didn't look that big in person.
No, I think my shoulders were actually broader than his.
That's why you told me you're 6 foot tall. I said, bullshit, that guy's listed at 6'4". You're not that much shorter than him. I'm noticeably shorter than he is.
I'm 6'1", but last time I got measured, it
not true.
Shrinking me.
Yeah, unless you actually are shrinking.
Which I don't know. Could be. Ready for this one?
I don't know. Let's fucking do it.
All right, we got Anthony.
Rumble!
Johnson, he's 14-4 versus Andre.
Pitbull.
Arlovski's 19-9. Johnson, 71% of his wins by KO. Arlovski, 74% of his wins by KO, 16% by submission. What do you see going on here?
First, I want to say it's happening March 23rd, New Jersey. It's on TV. It's on free TV, right?
Should be on NBC, World Series of Fighting.
Yes, sir.
Two.
The card actually looks pretty decent. There's a couple of ex-UFC guys. You got Paulo Filho. You got Chris McCray, who had a rough start. No, that's a different. He's Brazilian. Oh. He's allowed to have this weird name, and a couple other guys. So check it out. But who do I have? Man, I've been debating this all week since we decided we were going to talk about this.
Yeah,
I'm a little bit torn. I would like to say
what
that Rumble is going to win this fight, but here's the thing.
What?
I don't think that guy is a heavyweight. And
Rumble?
Yes.
Dana White actually agrees with you. That's why he will not give Arlovski a UFC ticket after he beats.
Well, he shouldn't. They've both been fighting guys who are like sort of like not quite. They're like,
what are you talking about? Arlovski just soccer kicked Tim Sylvia in the head for a no contest.
Amazing doing that too. they're both coming off 4-fight win streaks against guys that, you know, people are not so sure about they know or not. But I feel like Arlovski is faster, better boxer. He's not going to be worried about the takedown. I say Rumble gasses, and Arlovski knocks him out in the second round. That is what I say. Second round TKO, Arlovski with his crazy-ass fast blitzing style. As long as Rumble doesn't blitz him and then Arlovski moves straight back, we'll be good. So
I gotta say blasphemy. So you're gonna try to tell me that a Greg Jackson trained fighter is gonna beat one of the Blackzillions?
Because you made my point for me. The Blackzillion camp has a horrible track record. It's ridiculous how bad their record is right now. I feel like Rumble is not the guy to bring them back from the dead.
I'll tell you what, don't call it a comeback. They've been here before. This guy's been in 3 different weight classes. He finally found his home. At heavyweight, yeah. Okay, he was probably 240, cutting down to 170.
Sure,
he cut 50 pounds.
You see how big his fucking head is? Like he was like at inside MMA.
Bowling ball.
It's a bucket head.
And I'll say it.
He's gonna jack him in his head.
Over under on him getting finger banged in the eye socket. Every fucking Rumble Johnson.
Are they gonna
fight.
Play patty cake in the beginning?
Probably.
That's like my least favorite thing to watch in MMA is when they fucking try to size each
annoying.
Other up. It's like, oh, how far am I? How far am I? How far am I? So you're taking Rumble.
I think so, because Arlovski, he hasn't been hit hard in a while, you know? And I
think Rumble can hit him hard.
He'll switch kick him in the head.
He's got those
and
crazy
knock him out.
Kicks out of nowhere. Just when you think he's not going to kick you, he kicks you in the head.
Or if he wants to wrestle fuck him a little bit. I'm not sold on Arlovski's takedown defense. I mean, you would think being Greg Jackson trained, he should be a more well-rounded fighter now than probably he ever has been.
Trains with John Jones.
Right.
And Mighty Mouse, Donald Cerrone.
Everybody, Travis Brown.
Yeah, Travis Brown, you know.
I don't know. I'll just start throwing names out.
The Blackzillion camp has not fared well, sir, in MMA recently. They're all losing from the top to the bottom.
It doesn't. They're all in the wrong weight classes. How's that?
It could be.
He's finally in the right one. This is going to be his time, his day. I don't know if he's going to get the golden ticket to come back to the UFC.
Doubtful.
But...
Well, if he knocks Arlovski out, then he can make a case.
I don't know. But the other way around, there's no case for him.
Well, maybe. It depends what happens, sir. It depends. If Arlovski looks good, but we'll see.
I'll go second round with Anthony Rumble Johnson.
Okay,
and knock
fair
him
enough.
Out.
All right.
I'm not sold on Arlovski's shit.
So we both predict knockout in second round?
Yep.
All right.
The Magic 8-Ball is taking Andre Arlovski.
Nice.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that. I'm sure it'll all work out. It usually does.
Maybe I should ask you what the 8-Ball picks are before I make my picks from now on.
Maybe. I don't know if that's fair or not.
Why not?
All right. Viewer mail. Frank Fleming asks, did GSP and the UFC sell us all Wolf tickets.
Yes, of course.
Fuck yeah, they did.
Said he was going to do some shit and he didn't do it.
Andrew M. asks, why couldn't Diaz do anything while half the fight was kept standing?
What are you talking about? Look at GSP's face.
Diaz couldn't work his game because I'll tell you why, because he couldn't get him up against the cage.
He did he did it once, like late, was it fourth round maybe, something like that. Was later in the fight.
But that's the only way Diaz beats you, is if he gets you to the cage, he gets you tired, and then he just starts fucking picking you apart with shots. So, Andrew, what type of shampoo and or conditioner do you use for your beard? I use the Defense Soap.
Just rub it in?
I do, seriously. No bullshit.
Okay.
When you don't have a lot of hair, well, I had to take it down because I noticed that the beard was making me lazy. Lazy. So I had to take that shit down. May or may not grow it back.
Lazy's good.
Sometimes. Anthony Tiger asked, discuss the potential good and bad of Tough 18. We kind of talked about that.
We did. Good question, though.
Brian Caruso asked, what do you think of an all welterweight main card pay-per-view for the next GSP fight, like a GSP versus Hendricks, Ellenberger versus Maia, Condit versus Rory, Safadine versus Capman, and Robbie Lawler versus Rick Story?
I totally forgot about Damian Maia.
Yeah.
Shit.
He's in the mix.
Yes, he is.
You don't know where to put him because, like, who do you have that guy fight?
I don't know.
That's tough.
I like it. I like the idea. As a matter of fact, maybe they should do more of that. Keep the weight classes together more so that the guys are on the same kind of a wavelength when it comes to fighting for the next card.
Yes.
Good idea.
Here we go. Jesper Benet Holstrup Jensen.
Whoa.
You know, I
mouthful.
Got it right, 100%. Will Anderson Silva versus GSP fight ever happen?
You said before, I agree. No. No
Never
way.
Never happen.
GSP. Come on, man. Silva destroys the GSP that we saw last night.
True that. Alan Weir asks, he says, wow, will Nick Diaz ever be able to change game plans? He keeps running into people that don't fall into his plan and gets beat.
Unless he changes camps, I don't think so.
It's not working anymore, is it?
No, he needs someone to tell him what to do other than what he's doing now. So
it's out cardio someone and get him against the cage.
Yeah.
And then maybe I'll take him down or submit him if it ends up there.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like we're seeing much jiu-jitsu from him lately.
Nope.
He just wants to box people up.
Yep.
Last question. Sorry, show ever. Rodrigo Machado, who has the hotter wife?
Between who? Us two? You can't expect us to answer that question. Are you trying to get us killed? Oh, my God. That's all the questions we have?
I probably could ask more, but it's done.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep it short.
I abstain from that question.
Like, I abstain from having sex with my wife?
Oh, but I'm
pumped. Hey!
There you go. Cannot answer that. That's fucked up.
Chuck Norris.
What about him?
That's the answer.
Who
has the hotter wife? Chuck Norris does.
Yes.
At 80. She's probably 80.
Can I wear my pants like he wears his pants in that photo?
Up above my belly button? Tell me you wouldn't want pants like that. I would fucking put pants on. I'll be throwing
that only works.
Kicks.
It only works with that shirt and those shoes together.
And you have to have the cowboy fucking boots on too.
And they're only $20. Shit.
I'd dial in. I'd be training Muay Thai in those fucking jeans, man. Yeah.
Are they stretch type?
High knees.
That's the thing now. They got all these fucked up shit. Okay. There's a company that makes pants. Okay?
We're dropping right into knowledge.
It's fine.
Go.
There's a company that makes pants and they look like dress pants, but they're actually like spandex or jeans. Or they look like jeans, but they're actually not spandex, but they're like really comfy material.
Okay.
Thought about getting some. It's like, look at them all crazy.
This is what your package hanging out.
Yeah,
that's
it's my balls.
Great.
Just dangling in the wind. Knowledge? You got any?
No.
Nothing at all?
Nope.
Zero? Zilch? Nada? Not a thing?
Not this week. Maybe.
I will say one thing.
Go.
The rock salts, I think. It might be placebo effect, but I put some Himalayan rocks in my bedroom. Mm-hmm. And
the salt lamps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm getting a better sleep. It's kind of weird. Like, I feel like I'm...
A good aura.
It's like a... When I walk into the room now, I feel very calm, and I'm able to fall asleep, like, almost instantly, where before, it would take me a while, like, an hour almost. I'd be on my iPad reading the web and stuff, and now I've been trying to do that, but I just get so tired right away. I have to put the thing down and pass right out. So... I think it works. If you haven't tried it, Himalayan rocks.
You can lick them too. You need a little
salt. You might want to clean that fucker off first.
Just get the dust. It's all good.
Yeah,
you're just salt lick.
Those mine are about that size. I think that's about. Well, one's much smaller than that one. Weird. So beware. Amazon has them for like $20-something.
They're all good.
Yeah. Very, very. It's got a nice glow to it.
Go get some. It's a good nightlight. You get the dimmer switch.
Yeah, mine has a dimmer. I think they must all come with dimmers now because it didn't say dimmer.
The trick. I don't know why I don't label them.
You can turn it down a little bit when you're sleeping. You can have it like just barely on, and then during the day you crank it up.
That's right. That's it. If you got emails, you can send them places.
You can send them somewhere. Go to our Facebook.
It's like iTunes. If you want to send Santa Claus a letter, you just send it to the fucking North Pole.
There you go.
If you want to email us, just send it to the North Pole. Santa
or fans
that are made
nuts is good too.
Santa will redirect
Go to our goddamn website. We got people writing articles now.
Oh my
god. Check it out.
The shit is on fire. We're blowing up. We're going to be top 10 before you know it.
By the end of the year, MMA Nuts will be one of the top 10 websites in MMA. Mark our words, this will happen. We are also looking for people to help with the website. So if you have some sort of talented type of personality and you're looking to break into the sport of MMA,
you're a gang banger.
Yes. Gangbang.
What?
Like
professional
a double entendre. What
you're
kind
a
of
professional gangbanger?
Are you talking about like we may or may not need your services?
Gun type of gangbanger or dildo type of gangbanger?
Both.
Remains to be seen.
Okay. So, all right. Z closes out the show.
Done.
My name is Ingo Weigel.
I'm Meg Griffith.
See you fuckers next time.
Thanks for playing.